At its meeting on October the 27th, the Pocahontas County Board of Education reviewed its school reentry plan, and for the second consecutive meeting, it made revisions. At their last meeting, the board revised its school reentry plan to open its schools on October the 26th for all students, except those in virtual school, to receive face-to-face instruction in their classrooms 4 days a week. This revision also allowed parents the option of keeping their kids on the 2-day-per-week schedule if they felt uncomfortable with their kids attending on all 4 days. Since making those revisions, both the board and the school administration have received numerous requests from teachers for the board to mandate the 4-day schedule by removing the parental option to leave their kids on the 2-day program. Many teachers had also informed the board and the school administration that it was just too much work and stress to prepare separate assignments for those few students remaining on the 2-day plan, while also conducting in-class instruction for all 4 days for the rest of the students. They said that this is especially true because some 2-day students attend class on Mondays and Tuesdays, while others attend on Thursdays and Fridays. The principals also provided input about this at the meeting. BCHS Principal Joseph Raleigh told the board that a number of the high school students who remain in the 2-day plan are students whose attendance was problematic even before the pandemic, and others are students who had elected to work part-time jobs on the 3 days per week that they were not in attendance. He said many of those students are not doing their home assignments, and he recommended the 4-day schedule be mandated. Principal Julie Shiflett of the Green Bank Elementary Middle School told the board that while she would like to see 4-day in-class instruction mandated, if 2-day classes remain, that those 2-day students be required to attend only on Mondays and Tuesdays. Nebraska Scotchy, principal of Marlton Middle School, told the board that all of her students are already attending class 4 days a week. Becky Spencer, principal of Hillsborough Elementary School, said she has only a few students still on the 2-day-a-week plan, and all of them attend on Mondays and Tuesdays. Principal Philip Anderson of the Marlton Elementary School also recommended that a 4-day-a-week schedule be mandated. After considering all of this input, the board voted to mandate that all students other than those in the virtual school attend school for 4 days a week, effective November 5th. On another reentry plan issue, Superintendent Beam told the board that some teachers who remain at the school after normal working hours, who are either handling extracurricular matters or catching up on grading or lesson plans, have expressed concerns to him. He said that because the current reentry plan does not permit teachers to keep their own children with them in the school building after hours, they are experiencing difficulties and expenses in finding someone to watch their kids. Those teachers requested that the board revise the reentry plan to allow this. The board decided to make that revision. Another issue that was brought up concerned the upcoming basketball season and whether the risks of spreading the COVID-19 virus during this indoor, close-contact sport was worth the benefits of playing the sport this season. Their concern was that if the virus spread throughout the school because of basketball, it could stop all in-school education. The board, the central office personnel, and the principals seemed quite divided about this. They decided to put off any decision until they learned more about the risks and any possible safety precautions that they could put in place. They agreed to discuss it at their November 2nd work session. Be sure to listen for part 2 of the story, where we will cover the rest of the meeting, as well as the Marlton Elementary School Local School Improvement Council's presentation to the board at that meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.